as we were preparing this year for Peter's first Valentine's Day, I did the thing that parents everywhere should be so proud of. I let my child cry so that I could have beautiful art. I painted his little feet red and made them into a heart. I was writing the inside of his little Valentine's when I realized something I should have seen all along. Smack dab in the middle of the word heart is another word, is ear. There is an ear in your heart. The truth resonated with me. How often do I find myself moved when I'm talking with someone or reading something or watching a Hallmark commercial? It's the logical part of the brain that hushes and shushes the heart being moved, and at least in my case, discounts it. The ear of the heart, the tenderness in the heart, as unnecessary, perhaps irrational, maybe even a little off balance or hormonal altogether. But perhaps there is something to this concept that the ear of our heart is a barometer of need and compassion. The passage from Ephesians prays boldly for those in Ephesus and us today who have been following Christ through Paul's teachings. Verse 17 asks that Christ would dwell in your hearts through faith as you are rooted and grounded in love. The prayer that Christ would be in your heart so your heart might guide your faith, said differently, that the ear of your heart might hear the needs of those around you and act in compassion and in justice. The God of the resurrection, who calls us and equips us to hear one another so that we can be the hands and the feet of Christ on the ground in this corner of God's kingdom. However, if you're anything like me, it's sometimes a little hard to discern exactly what is Christ calling us to do. This is where our gospel lesson has us walking along the path with the disciples and the unknown Jesus. The two disciples walking along dejected and sad, confused, and outright disappointed. What they thought was going to happen did not happen, or so they thought. Someone who doesn't even know he had died, they thought. The joining of the journey by a stranger certainly does not cheer them. Jesus literally walks with them in their grief. Jesus literally joins them where they are and walks them to understanding, to revelation. The Emmaus journey is only in the Gospel of Luke and is sometimes called our Christian journey. Starts with discouragement and disappointment, with doubt, and then risk. Times of deep faith, the spirit of compassion and companionship, interpreting the scriptures, the presence of Christ in the sacraments, in the breaking of the bread, and then wonder and awe in telling others about Christ. The disciples find themselves asking, were our hearts not burning? Didn't we have a sense that there was something going on that we ignored and didn't pay attention to? Didn't Jesus show us and teach us just like he said that he would? Was the ear of our heart listening when God was speaking? Have you ever had an experience so crystal clear that you knew exactly what you should do next? When you land in a moment knowing, for such a time as this, God has put me here. So last year, there were 3.5 million homeless individuals in our country. Chester County, about 650 here in Chester County, according to a point in time poll. Now I'm looking out and you're thinking, not here, not in our community. I didn't see any panhandlers down on Evergreen Street. There are certainly no cardboard boxes by the library. How can there be 650 individuals in Chester County? They're not here, I'm sure. The average person who loses their home crashes on the couch of a neighbor or a friend. Did you know that? Surprisingly, many people in our community are one catastrophe away from being on my couch, or me being on their couch, as the case might be. When you're living paycheck to paycheck, when you get sick, when things don't go exactly as they ought, and then it becomes a little more difficult when you add children to the mix. Thanks, Peter. When you add children to the mix. This year, in our southern Chester County school districts, the numbers are even more. We have 494 homeless students in four school districts, southern Chester County. Children who go to school every day as they can, but aren't sure where they're going to spend the night when they go home. No place to call home. Children who, instead of riding bikes and taking care of messy rooms as kids do, try to find a comfortable way to fit in the back seat of a car to sleep at night. Our kids, right here in Chester County, being taught by our teachers and disadvantaged, continuing the cycle of poverty, looking for a place to call home. In spring of 2014, an advocacy group initiated by the United Way here, partnering with the Kennett Area Community Service, began connecting with Family Promise. Family Promise is in 41 states, already in Pennsylvania. They have 185 networks of serving those who find themselves temporarily homeless. Family Promise depends on the backbone of communities of faith, churches, mosques, synagogues, to open their buildings once a quarter, once every 13 weeks, to house a maximum of 14 people pre-screened by those good folks at Family Promise. In that time, a room in the church becomes their home for a week, transformed into beds and linens and a place to stuff a few things. All families pre-interviewed by professional counselors to make sure they meet criteria, with the goal of becoming sustainable, independent, having a home, and being employed. The average stay in the program, 61 days. With the support of faith communities, 61 days from no home to some home. During the day, the children being bused to their schools, adults who are employed work, and the remainder go to a Day Center. Do you know the folks of this community are already so committed that the Assumption Church has given their convent to be the day center for this program? A place where participants can shower, that becomes important over time, learn job skills, search for employment, and provide some childcare as mom and dad work. So it's been a little while that we as a congregation have begun discerning, where is God talking to our hearts? What are the needs in our community? What are the resources? What are the giftedness we have here at West Grove? Do we have enough folks to sustain this over time? Is our space have enough flexibility to imagine what that would look like? Is this really what God is calling us to do for such a time as this? Initially, they'd thrown around a start date of January 2016. The numbers from the school district got higher. You heard me say that. They pushed up the goal for September of 2015. There are 8 congregations in our community who have already said, yeah, God is moving and using our hands and our feet to do so. So as we listen with the ears of our heart, we are called to see, how is God moving here in West Grove and in Avondale, in Landenburg and in Oxford, in Kennett Square, and kind of the whole of southern Chester County? The disciples walked with Jesus and didn't know at first that it was him. Perhaps there's times that we listen with the ear of our heart and we're not sure if God's moving among us. But I know this, as we listen with the ear of our hearts, it's not enough to just sigh. As we listen with the ears of our hearts, it's not enough to cluck and say, that's too bad, altogether. As we listen with the ears of our hearts, someone has already been praying that our hearts would be moved to act like Christ. So as we listen with the ears of our hearts, we listen for compassion and for justice, for commitment and for love. When I worked with this program in Montgomery County in Hatboro, one of the greatest surprises that that congregation had was that the transformation was not just in folks that found themselves temporarily homeless and looking for a house in 61 days, but in those from the congregation and from the community who heard God's call on their hearts to serve others. So join me in a time of listening with the ear of our hearts to the needs of our neighbors and how God is using even us to offer the compassion, the hands, the feet, and the heart of Christ, and how God might, in the meantime, transform you and me. This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.